I took one more deep breath, exhaled, and opened the door to step into the large corridor. I'd taken no more than a couple of steps when I was bumped into from behind. My foot slipped to the side on my strappy heels, and my hands shot out to brace myself as I fell. However, the blow never came. Instead, strong arms wrapped around me, and the next thing I knew, I was hauled back to my feet.
"I'm sorry. I should have been looking where I was going."
A pain shot through my ankle, and I winced. It was an accident. No harm, no foul, you know. The man straightened from picking his phone and my clutch up from the carpet, and my entire body froze at the first glimpse of his crystal blue eyes. "Holy hotness, Batman!" No sooner had he handed me the clutch than I clenched it to keep from fanning myself.
"Are you hurt?"
His watered-down English accent washed over me. I could have melted at the mellow baritone he possessed, but instead, I cleared my throat and glanced down to my feet. "I don't think so." I took a step back and almost lost my balance when my foot slid from the sole of my shoe. My arms nearly burst into flames when he steadied me. I lifted my foot. One of the straps on my heel broke. I can't wear them like this. I started to hobble over to a chair, and he wrapped an arm around me to steady me. When I sat and began to remove both shoes, he backed up a little.
"You don't mean to walk around the gala with bare feet, do you?"
"You act like the floors are filthy. Besides," I cupped my hand like I was going to tell him a secret,
"they'll be hidden by my dress. No one will know."
I'd stage whispered in a tone that would have made my mother proud. His eyebrows lifted while I unbuckled the straps on the good shoe. I'd had these heels for a few years and had used them often, since silver matched just about everything. I suppose they were doomed to fail at some point. The timing was unfortunate, but what could I do? It wasn't like I had a spare pair of shoes in my tiny clutch. I'd also break my ankle if I tried to wear them around the gala.
"Why even carry one of those? They seem rather useless."
When I looked up, he was pointing to my bag that sat next to me on a side table. Although it was more of a case, since it had a clasp and wasn't soft. "I have an ID, a little cash, a credit card, and some lip gloss in case of emergency."
"Lip gloss," he said dryly.
"No self-respecting girl would leave home without it." I stood once I'd taken off my heels and grabbed my clutch. As soon as I'd tossed the shoes in a gold trash can near the ladies' room door, I ensured my feet were hidden by the hem of my gown. "See? No one will know." He stared down at where my bare feet were concealed.
"This is all my fault. I know it won't make up for the shoes, but can I buy you a drink?"
I squashed my inner teenager who was jumping up and down at the hot guy offering her a drink. She would ruin everything. "That would be lovely, thank you." When he held out his arm for me to take, I bit my cheek. A gentleman? How many men offered their arm these days? My uncle would have, but like I said, these days. I slipped my hand into the crook, the expensive fabric of his coat tickling my palm. When we reached the bar, he waved down a bartender and leaned over to me.
"What would you like?"
My eyes wandered over the selections. Zio and I always ordered scotch at these functions, and it seemed appropriate to continue the tradition, particularly when my scan stopped on a familiar dark brown label. "The Belvenie 17-year double wood, please." Again, the man's eyebrows shot up on his forehead.
"You drink scotch?"
"Mostly when I come to events like this," I said, arching my brow to meet his look. His lips quirked up on one side.
"I'm Will."
He held out his hand. "Just Will?" One of his shoulders lifted.
"For tonight, yes, if you don't mind."
He leaned over the bar and ordered. When he straightened, I tilted my head. "Then I'm Liz."